Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good morning or good afternoon, Roy. How are you?
Hi, good morning to you, Cassie. Good morning, Simon. I am fine. I'm talking to you now from the deserted media center in Tokyo by the Olympics.
That sounds so sad.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing yesterday at the closing ceremony. And as well, Israel ended the Olympics on a high with Linoy Asham winning the gold medal in rhythmic gymnastics. Was 2 days ago on Saturday. So Israel ended with its most successful Olympics in history with 2 gold medals and 2 bronze medals.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. You know, I mean, you talk about the gymnastics on a Saturday. What is Israel's policy? Do you know this? What is Israel's policy towards sports on Shabbat?
Any sport will be played. The Yom Kippur is the holiest of holy, and nobody, no Israeli athlete will ever compete on Yom Kippur. Shabbat is a different case. Athletes do compete. There are some observant athletes who prefer not to compete on Saturdays, and they try as much as they can to move their competitions, but at the Olympics it's not possible, and there are not so many really observant athletes of those in our delegation, but I know of athletes in Israel who asked for their dates to be moved, and sometimes it causes problems in international competitions. In Israel it's not so much a problem to move the schedule not to be on Saturday, but with events like the Olympics, it's not that possible.
Roy, what have been the highlights for you? Obviously, Israel taking a gold in rhythmic gymnastics, but what have been your personal highlights? The events that you just felt the energy and, you know, even the crowd not being there?
I have to say that the Olympics ended for me with a high energy event. I was at the water polo gold medal match between Serbia and Greece, and I felt that there were fans there. All what was left of the Greek delegation, all what was left of the delegation of Serbia came to the arena, the Tatsumi Arena here in Tokyo, and were cheering on, and Serbia won the game 13-10, and I had the vibe as if fans were there. So that was my ending end note on a real high. As well, the basketball tournament over here, I really enjoyed it. I attended almost all games of the USA, and the USA, of course, won the gold medal at the end by beating France in the final after they lost to France in the first game. So the basketball tournament was great as well. And, of course, the athletics. The 100 meters men was something else. And as well, the pole vault final, these were my personal highlights, without forgetting the Israeli medals, which I put aside. Artem Doglopiat in gymnastics for men, Linoy Asham for women, Avishag Semberg won the bronze, and in taekwondo, and of course the judo team who won the team judo bronze medal in the team competition. So those were my highlights.
Absolutely wonderful, Roy. As the CEO of Chai FM, as a regular listener to the Morning Mayhem, I just want to thank you for your daily reports and just taking all of us inside the Olympic stadiums. Thank you very, very much. We wish you Hatzlacha Rabbah and safe travels back to Israel.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.